Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Had maybe 12 properties at the time. A lot of them were still under construction. Projects fell over.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tarun Sham, and in this episode, we continue our conversation with property tax specialist Amir Ishak. We hear about the fear that made him miss out on $300,000, the moment he realized that Australia was his home, and the best advice he's ever received. All that and more on this episode. Ishak was at the top of the Dubai market when it all came crashing down. He has learned many valuable lessons along the way and has had life experiences that have forever changed his perspective on life.
I wouldn't put it down to one aha moment, because the way I am, I learn a lot and I see a lot, and I always get aha moments. Like, it's not a one aha moment that changed my life. Yes, there are key milestones that changed my life, but it's usually makes sense to me in hindsight. Things don't make sense to me in the present as much as, that makes sense now, kind of thing. I'm usually a lot faster than the pace.
Although he struggled to pick one defining incident, there was one experience that triggered an eye-opening realization.
I think that whole experience of seeing the opportunity, seeing the network, everything just, you know, when everything fits together, that was the key aha moment for me. But then I think it made sense. It made too much sense, and I stopped calculating risk as much as I should have and just followed, you know, the greater fool theory. And, you know, I paid the price. Lucky is we survived it. We went on and, you know, things worked out for the best at the end.
While Ishak was busy building himself an empire in Dubai, the global markets had other plans. When the GFC hit, Ishak lost everything he had built and made it out by the skin of his teeth. He reflects on what he would have done differently if he knew what was coming.
I think I wouldn't have exposed myself so much to property. I had maybe 12 properties at the time. A lot of them were still under construction. Projects fell over. It was a very painful time in Dubai. You know, it's the time when people were just going to the airport, leaving their cars in the airport and just abandoning everything. It was a very stressful time. Lucky I managed to keep my job, and that helped me go through it. But it was a very stressful time for everyone, because everyone was saying before that Dubai was decoupled from the rest of the world, which is, again, in hindsight, doesn't make any sense. But all the commentary was Dubai was decoupled, Dubai was decoupled. And in November, so Jeff's, like, the Lehman Brothers went down in September. So from September till November, I sold about 3 properties, and they were what kept me afloat. In November, one of the key companies in Dubai went under. And then it went from, like, fell off a cliff. The whole economy fell off a cliff. So it was quite a stressful time for me.
Although he loved the property experience he had in Dubai prior to the GFC, he's taking a different approach in Australia.
For the first few years I was here, I wasn't focused on Australia. And I think that cost me a lot. But more recently now, you know, I'm an accountant. Okay, so I own nothing. I own absolutely nothing. What I control on the other side, on the other hand, is very different. So I've invested in a few things. one of the projects that I'm controlling now is approaching handover completion, which is a small development near Newcastle. So that's one thing I'm working on. Another experience in Australia. You know when they say timing is perfect and research is perfect? The first property I went to buy in Australia was on the day of the previous election, last election, which was the bottom of the market. When Labour were coming in, everyone, I went to auction that day. I'd done my research. Everything's perfect. Only thing I didn't realize was I'm no good at auctions. I panicked. And because of that fear, I'd never been in auctions. I'd always bought properties, you know, in sale agreements, not auctions. So that was my first experience in Australia. I could not handle it. And I was the highest bidder, way below the budget I'd put for myself, way below. But just the fear of being the highest bidder, for that 30, 40 seconds, I couldn't bid anymore after that. It went, I think, 10,000 more, which was maybe 60,000 below my budget still. But I just could not get over that fear. So that taught me, if I'm going to buy auction, I'm going to get someone who's specialized to go and bid for me. It's, you know, the things that you don't know until you don't, you realize you don't know them. That was one of them. That property went up, you know, 300,000 since then. but, you know, yeah, which is, you know, it's, I've done my research, it was perfect. But again, there are always opportunities in the market. And someone, you know, a very close mentor and friend told me that there are always opportunities. Don't cry over spilt milk, learn from it and try to identify the other opportunities around you. And I see that with all my clients every day. They're identifying good properties. There are opportunities. There is. So be positive.
He didn't see his newfound fear coming, as he always assumed he would be a confident buyer.
Look, I did not expect this outcome. I always looked at myself that piece of cake, but that situation kind of opened my eyes a bit. And that's why going to an expert or someone who knows what they're doing is always a better option.
While his passion lies with property, he's also very analytical. He pursued a career in property tax because it's the best of both worlds.
Look, it's something I like, something I enjoy. I like to, you know, the way I approach it is I'm quite very analytical. I'm an accountant. I'm very analytical. And I process information either very slowly, extremely slowly, or very fast. When it doesn't make sense to me, I just don't get it. When it makes sense to me, I see 4 or 5 steps ahead. And I just kind of have some clarity that's worked well for me in the past. You know, when I'm sitting with clients, sometimes I can see where the conversation is going and I see the end result. Then I have to work backwards to make sure that that's what they want. Because sometimes people don't see it. And for me, it's a double-edged sword. Because sometimes I'm way ahead of myself even.
Going from the fast-paced, high-end Dubai to the laid-back and down-to-earth Australia came with some challenges.
Everything is a transition. When I first came to Australia, I started working with an accountant, small suburban accountant, not the best experience of my life. And because it was a whole shift, like being from a quite senior person in the corporate world to coming working for a small accounting practice, just everything was a shift. Moving from Australia, leaving family behind, it was a very emotional time as well for me. So I started doing that. Then I was introduced by a friend to my current partner, Shukri. So I worked with him in property tax specialist for about a year. And then I got an opportunity in the corporate world again with Deloitte. So I left because that was the kind of stepping stone that I wanted to take me back. That was the perfect, you know, being a director in Deloitte would tick most of the boxes. I worked there for a while. it was a great experience for me. During that time, I started enjoying and seeing more. And then my parents came and said, it was a discussion when my parents came and visited. And it all made sense, an aha moment. That was an aha moment in hindsight. Again, that was an aha moment. They were asking, why do you want to go back? Is it just for money or do you enjoy it? Or what's the reasons? And we had that discussion, I remember, in the car. And it all made sense then. And my whole perspective shifted to Australia. So I found an opportunity for a childcare. And I came to speak to Shukri about it, started talking. If you're doing something, I'm doing something. And that's where the partnership came from. So I came and joined Shukri. We're building the business, we're growing the business, and it's been quite rewarding.
And you mentioned childcare center. Is that a project you're talking about, or is that something?
It was at the time I was looking into that, but I partnered with Shukri instead, which I think is a much better decision. He's a great mentor. He's an icon in the industry. He's been a great part of my career and my stay in Australia.
Coming up after the break, Ishak tells us the best piece of advice he's received.
There are always opportunities, but it's identifying them, understanding them, and being able to assess if those opportunities suit you or not.
We hear a bit more about his mindset.
I think working smart is more important than working hard.
What he misses about Dubai.
It's a big shift. So yes, I did miss it. I did crave it.
And that's next. I'm Tarun Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey, property investor, is your cash or equity currently earning you 1% to 2% per annum sitting in the bank? What if I said to you that you can do better? To find out more, simply register your interest to become a money partner at propertyinvestory.com. Right now, there are great opportunities in the property market, and I'm looking for money partners who want to invest to get a high return with low risk on their money for 6 months. Register your interest by visiting propertyinvestory.com. From facing a massive downfall during the GFC to moving countries and struggling to fit in, Ishak needed to have a strong support system around him. He looks at everyone he meets as a kind of mentor.
I approach it in a way that everyone I meet, I try to learn something from them or see something that I don't know. I'm quite inquisitive, sometimes annoyingly inquisitive, but that's my nature. So I absorb a lot of things from people. Throughout, the bigger the network, the more people you meet, the more ideas you get. Sometimes it can become overwhelming, but if you're focused on what you're looking for, you see a path. Or that works for me quite well. The kind of path happens. Is it luck or is it hard work? I don't know, but it's a path. To me, everything's a path. And I'm looking back, I always see it. While I'm in it, sometimes it's not clear, but looking back, it's always a path.
He shares a few of the resources and books he's enjoyed and drawn inspiration from over the years.
I was working in Abu Dhabi and living in Dubai. That's an hour and 15 minutes each way from door to door. And during that time, I was driving. So I started listening to audiobooks. And I started with, I think it was probably Napoleon Hill. And then that led me to, Dale Carnegie. And from one thing to another to another. I was in that job for 3 years. And just the amount of audiobooks I listened to was phenomenal. And a few really stand out. The key one is Napoleon's Hill, which really started me. Think and Grow Rich. Another one that stands out, and I liked it and I didn't like it, but it opened my eyes for a lot of things, which was the 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. it's a very interesting book to understand, especially the corporate world, and understand certain things around you. I like that. Politics, you know, I listen to politics, psychology, everything I could get my hands on.
Despite disliking the notions he implied, The 48 Laws of Power was a book that interested him greatly.
It's a book about power and how people have used power historically and all the stories. But it's, I personally didn't like it. It's in a sense that it was evil, or I looked at it evil, because a lot of things I wouldn't do the same thing. But it opened my eyes on what can be done and what people do. And I think that was what really moved me about that book.
He shares the best piece of advice he's received on his life journey that has always inspired him to keep going.
I think the thing that I go back to often, again and again and again, is there are always opportunities. There are always opportunities. That's one of those aha moments. You know, my friend, I recall we were sitting down, I was down, and I'd lost an opportunity. He's telling me, you know, don't worry, there are always opportunities. And then I started looking and I found opportunities, and there are always opportunities. But it's identifying them, understanding them, and being able to assess if those opportunities suit you or not, I think is key.
If you met yourself, say, 10 years ago, what do you think you would have said to him?
Make the most of every minute in Australia. Honestly, that would be... I think the trajectory would have been different. But having said that, I'm very happy where I am now. Because again, every single step took me to where I am now, if that makes sense. But I would have looked at opportunities differently. I would have looked at things differently. I would have focused more. I think I probably would have ended in the same place. But I would have been happier in the process.
Ishak says, although he might miss his high-class lifestyle in Dubai, it probably isn't for him anymore.
You know, once you're looking back, because I kept looking back because I had the good job. I had the fun cars. I had all of it. It's a very, once you're there, it's a big shift. So yes, I did miss it. I did crave it, but now looking at it, would I go back? I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. I've built enough here. It's different, but I enjoy this more.
What do you feel that you enjoy the most about here, living in Australia?
Living in the moment, enjoying it, enjoying the time with the kids. We're all focused. It's not easy because as family is very important to us. And this last year and a half has been very painful. I usually, as a family, go back once or twice a year to see my parents. My father passed away about 2 years ago. And that was, it was a big kind of, he kept his sense of humor. He had a struggle with cancer for 5 years, but kept his sense of humor to the last day. It was a big event. And it, again, changes your perspective and values of what's important, seeing that situation. So, yes, again, back to making the most of it with my kids, enjoying what I have now and appreciating it, I think, is more.
Although his father struggled for a long time through an illness, Ishak is grateful that he was able to spend time with him.
I went, his last days, I was there. So I did manage, that was, I think, in 2019, mid of 2019. So, yes, I did spend good time with him. Lots of good memories. Like I said, he had his sense of humor till the end.
In 5 years' time, where do you see yourself and what are you excited about in the next, say, 5 years?
I've just been nominated as Property Tax Accountant of the Year for the Australian Accountancy Awards. So, as a finalist, hopefully that comes through. So lots of going on. The business is growing. My family is enjoying. It's kind of things are falling into place, and there'll be hiccups. I understand that. There are always hiccups, but it's just going past them. And then, yes, and the persistence and resilience, and there'll be ups, there'll be downs. Life goes on, and it's just enjoying making the most of it as you go along.
You've shared a really great journey and a lot of success that you've achieved as well along your property and also, I guess, career journey as well too. How much do you think is because of hard work, your skill and intelligence, or, you know, your smart and great notes, or how much do you think that has been attributed towards your luck?
I think it's a combination of everything. Like, if you don't work hard, yes, you may win the lottery, but again, you have to buy a ticket to win the lottery. Chances are you're not going to win it. But again, it's a kind of balance, I think, which is key. So it's working hard, working smart. I think working smart is more important than working hard. Working smart and having the right network, having the right people around you, it's a combination of things, which, again, things start falling into place at the right time. So yes, we work towards them. But again, it's the surroundings have a role as well.
Thank you to Amir Ishak, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. And if you love the show and are ready to get serious about investing your money to get a low risk, high return, then SMS me your name and email address on 04998810 40 to become a money partner. Right now, there are great opportunities in the property market, and I'm looking for money partners who want to invest their money for a short 6 months. To register interest, text me your name and email address on 04998810 40.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.